Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
Welcome to the show. As I record this, it is the weekend before Christmas here in Ohio. It's a little chilly. So, Alexa, open fireplace sounds. Ah, that's better. Nice and toasty. And a lot of things with music in this week's episode. And we're going to try this. This is one of those that's kind of tricky. You have to get the command just right. Set an alarm for 11:35 a.m., waking me up to the song.
Alarm set for 11:35 a.m.
Cancel alarm.
11:35 a.m. alarm canceled.
I'm going to leave it like that so you can hear this. A better way to say this is, wake me up at 11:35 a.m. to the song Beautiful Day by U2 on Spotify.
Alarm set for 11:35 a.m. to Beautiful Day, U2 on Spotify.
Yeah, enough of the fire sound. So you get the point. So it's one of those things that you're basically turning her into kind of a clock radio. It's just you have to be very specific with that. So a lot of things about music and Amazon this week. And one is they quietly announced this week that Amazon Music Storage, now you may not even know this existed. They had a free deal where you could store 250 songs on Amazon in the cloud, or you could pay $25 a year and you could host up to 250,000 MP3s. Well, guess what? They're killing it. And you're like, Dave, what does this have to do with the woman in the tube? Well, you could upload your entire music catalog into Amazon and have it available to play for her. Yes. No, there's an alarm. Alexa, stop. Now, what's cool about that, well, let me finish this story. So so that is going away. Now, the good news is there's a long grace period. This will not officially shut down till January 2019. And there is an asterisk here. If you purchase MP3 files, of course, from Amazon, those will still be available. Now, to go back to the alarm that just went off, I set that up to play a certain song. You can also set it up to play a playlist. So I have a Spotify playlist called Dave's Wake Up, and it's all this up-tempo music to get me out of bed. The new music alarm is supposed to work with Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, SiriusXM, and iHeartRadio. I've not tested all those. I've just used Spotify and it seems to work. But you can now, through voice command, set daily alarms for a specific song, playlist, or radio station. And that's something we should talk about. You can actually now say things like, wake me up every day at 7 a.m.
Alarm set for every day at 7 a.m.
Now, if I want to go in and adjust that, you can adjust that in your app. You can also cancel it, of course. Cancel my daily 7 a.m. alarm.
Alarm for every day at 7 a.m. canceled.
So there are ways that you can set recurring alarms, and you can actually adjust those in the app. So some other things here with music. So they're slowly getting away from Amazon Music Storage. If you have the Amazon Music Unlimited or Prime Music for, you know, if you're a Prime Music customer, you can also say things like play top songs in your city. So for me, that might be play the top songs in Cleveland, Ohio, or play the hits in, you know, Akron, Ohio. And then what you can also do is say something like, I don't know, play Footloose. And then you could say things like play more like this. You could also say things like play songs similar to Billy Joel or Pink, or play songs like Piano Man or whatever. So it's a kind of a, if you don't know the name of the song, they've also said this, and I cannot get this to work, that you're supposed to be able to, and again, I think this might be one of those if you're an Amazon Music Unlimited or a Prime Music customer, where you can say, play a song with the lyrics, Here I Go Again on My Own. And it's supposed to somehow pick that up and go, oh, that's Whitesnake, and then play it for you. So those are some things that are going on with her and music and alarms. A couple of episodes ago, we talked about the Echo buttons that were now on the scene. These kind of got lost in the shuffle of all the different Amazon devices that were launched. And if you weren't aware, most of the woman in the tube type features, I'm trying to avoid the echoes, the dots, the show, all that stuff. It's on sale right now. So if you're looking for a last minute stocking stuffer, a dot would be great. I do believe they might be back ordered because it is literally like the top item this year. But these buttons now, of course, they pair to an Echo device via Bluetooth, and you can make a game show. Now, Hasbro has come out as the first third-party application to take advantage of these cute little plastic discs. They came up with a game called Trivial Pursuit Tap, and it basically turns your smart home speaker into a makeshift at-home, you know, woman in the tube-based game show. Users can connect up to four buttons at once, assigning different colors to each player. And I think this is one of those things. Number one, anytime you get into any kind of buzzer-related game, there's always a, hey, no, I was first. And I'm wondering if she can then say, no, green buzzed in first. That would be cool. And I think this is one of those things, if you see it in action, which I have not yet, this could become a very popular party game or something of that nature. The buttons are available. It's two buttons for the price of $20. You can find all the notes about today's episode out at alexacast.com/35, and I'll have links to those. In other news, in terms of Amazon, and this is somewhat related because you can use her on your Fire TV if it's equipped with that. The Amazon Fire TV now has Firefox built into it. Now, what's interesting about this, and I just looked, I cannot find a clear answer. YouTube and Amazon do not like each other. And YouTube was blocking, or Google was blocking YouTube from Amazon Fire for a while. And the Amazon Show, which is basically an Echo with a screen. And now it's back and now it's gone. And there have been rumors that Amazon might be trying to make their own kind of YouTube. So the interesting thing about Firefox, and I have not tried this yet. I'm going to try this over the weekend because I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to work horrendously. Because anytime I've ever tried to surf the web and you don't have access to a keyboard, it's painful. But this would enable you on a Fire TV to then go to YouTube. So that's when I was like, oh, that's why they did this. So that's kind of interesting if you're a Amazon Fire TV user. But as we start to wrap things up, here are some things that you can do with her. This one I thought was interesting. Sing a Christmas rap.
Hey, Rudolph, drop the beat. It's the night before Christmas and you're walking through the house. Presents lined up, all as quiet as a mouse. When what do you see? Oh, Blitzen, it can't be. Unwrap presents, missing from the tree.
Alexa, you're feeling. It goes on for a while. Sing a Christmas carol.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws.
Alexa, stop. Out jumps. You get the point. Tell me a holiday limerick.
Lovely as the Borealis of Aurora is the candlelight from the menorah. In each flickering flame heats up the dreidel game. But after 8 nights, you'll need a good snorer.
Nice. And as it is, we're approaching the playoff season for football here in America. Tell me a football joke.
Why did the protester picket the football game? Because the touchdowns were offensive.
I don't get it. I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one again. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Alexa Cast. If you do find yourself going to Amazon to buy anything, gift cards, dots, echoes, things of that nature, can you do me a big favor? Simply go to alexacast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners, and then just search for whatever you want, and we get a small finder's fee. It helps keep the lights on here at the Alexa Cast, and a little behind the scenes, I'm going to be, now you're not going to have to do a thing. I am going to be moving the show to a new media host. I'm going to be moving them over to Libsyn. And then very soon, the Alexa Cast will be a skill on an Echo or whatever device you have. So that is something you shouldn't see anything on your end, but just in case things go squirrely, I'll keep you posted as I go through that process, but I'll be doing that probably over the weekend. So thank you so much for listening to the Alexa Cast. Tell a friend, and I'm not sure what you're celebrating this year. I'm celebrating Christmas, so I just like to say Happy Kwanzaa Masika. I think that covers everybody. And in the event you are a person that has absolutely no faith, I say Happy Monday to you. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again with another episode of the Alexa Cast. I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.